This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un presided today over a huge military parade marking the North's 70th anniversary. This year's celebration did not feature the isolated nation's most advanced missiles. Instead, the emphasis was on civilian measures focused on building the North's economy. Military parade happened at a particularly sensitive time for North Korea. The North is attempting to ease tensions with the U.S. following the historic summit between President Kim and President Trump earlier this year in Singapore. Syria's last rebel-held region is under assault. Reuters' Rosanna Philpott is following the story.
Fresh airstrikes hit Syria's last rebel-held enclave, according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. The bombardment comes as peace talks failed just a day earlier. Witnesses and rescuers said at least a dozen airstrikes hit a string of villages and towns in southern Idlib and northern Hama, where rebels are still in control. Damascus, backed by allies Russia and Iran, has been preparing an assault to recover the last rebel-held parts of the northwest. United Nations fears a full-scale offensive could cause a humanitarian catastrophe, affecting tens of thousands of civilians.
Reuters' Rosanna Philpott. The last of the two largest electoral blocs in Iraq called on Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi to resign after Parliament held an emergency session to discuss the unrest in Basra that's killed at least 12 during several days of protest over poor public services, unemployment, and corruption. Al-Abadi acknowledged the rest was there, but he gripped Basra, but he defended his record in Parliament. He described the unrest as political sabotage. This is VOA News. An Egyptian court has sentenced 75 people to death, including several prominent Muslim Brotherhood leaders and 47 other people, to life in prison over the bloody dispersal of two Muslim Brotherhood sit-in camps in the year 2013. We get the latest now from Edward Uranian in Cairo.
There was little suspense in the courtroom as the verdicts were handed down because it was clear to observers that the sentences were not final and will no doubt be appealed. Human rights groups, including Amnesty International, condemned the trial, calling it disgraceful and against the country's constitution. Amnesty also criticizes the Egyptian government for not holding anyone from the country's security forces responsible for the close to 900 deaths at the camps. Hundreds of people were arrested after Egyptian security forces stormed two Muslim Brotherhood sit-in camps in August 2013, several months after the military ousted Islamist President Mohamed Morsi after weeks of protests against him. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
China is defending its billions of dollars of historic investment in Pakistan, dismissing allegations the economic development program is pushing its cash-strapped ally into a Chinese debt trap. The massive bilateral program, known as the China-Pakistan Economic Corridor, is the fastest-moving part of President Xi Jinping's Global Belt and Road Initiative. Former U.S. President Barack Obama is continuing to hold rallies ahead of the November midterm elections. At a rally in Anaheim, California, in support of Democratic Party candidates, Mr. Obama said the United States government is a government for everybody and it's not for sale.
Where there's a vacuum in our democracy, when we are not participating, we're not paying attention, when we're not stepping up, other voices fill the void. But the good news is, in 2 months, we have a chance to restore some sanity in our politics.
President Obama has maintained a low public profile since leaving office, but he is out campaigning now for Democratic candidates and reminding Americans if they're upset with the state of U.S. politics, they can do something about it by voting November 6th. Meantime, President Trump has been dismissive of the recent Obama speeches at a political fundraiser. He told a crowd of supporters he watched the Obama speeches, but that he fell asleep. The leaders of Somalia's federal member states say they have suspended all ties with the central government in what is likely another setback as Somalia emerges from two decades of conflict. Some analysts say they're concerned about the deepening rift between the federal government and the federal member states. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.
It's music time in Africa.
Hello, music lovers. The weekend is finally here. And I've got a great show for you. Gonna make your weekend a whole lot better right now. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from the VOA headquarters in Washington, D.C. My playlist includes techno-funk from Mali, hip-hop from Tunisia, current Afrobeat bangers, and heart-wrenching pop ballads by K Black, that's the song of the week, and another one by Amanda Black from South Africa. I've also got some jazz and alternative tunes you're gonna love from Cameroon and Côte d'Ivoire. Now, my two showstoppers are wonderful interviews. One is with Mugees from the Afrobeats hip life duo R2Bs. And the other one, Blessing Chimanga, a dynamite marimba man from Zimbabwe. So, are you ready? Let's get this party started. Here's Amadou and Mariam, the blind couple from Mali, with Bofu Safu. All right, that was Amadou and Mariam with Bofu Safu. That song is the title track to the couple's latest album from 2017. This is Music Time in Africa, and we are just getting started, too. So keep it locked right here. Now, Gabi Gabi in Tunisian Arabic means no good. And that's the title of this next song by Kafong featuring GGZ. Kafong criticizes all layers of Tunisian society in this song. Teachers, judges, politicians, even broadcasters. Because he says they're all self-serving. Après le déluge is a famous French expression that makes me think of what he's trying to say there, which means after me, let the floods come.
صحروا من خير الله وما سموا Chilling with Dr. Maxwell.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you so much for tuning into Music Time in Africa. Please keep it locked on Voice of America. Yes.
All right. Hey, everybody. So this next song is by a Cameroon-Gabonese singer named Adango Salicia. Musician and music reporter Manuel Wanji describes her as a lion on stage. Adango has a style and a sound that's all of her own. Here's CC, my favorite track from her 2015 album, Maigamem. CC,
this song now for all wanna who they in trouble. Yes. Why humble man begin so? The boy begins.
All right. Hey, peepers. That was Adango Salicia with Sisi. Sisio, don't cry. Oh, beautiful song. This is Heather. And next up, Mugees from the mega hot Ghanaian Afrobeats hip life duo R2Bs. So grab your tea or your beer or your cigarette or whatever you need to grab real quick, because you don't want to miss this. Mugees coming up right after this.
Well, I'm on my way to Bamako, gonna leave behind the ice and snow. On my way to Bamako to see what I can see.
I'm Habib Kwate. You are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Got a good friend there, Habib Kwate, a great musician, by the way. Got a good friend there, Habib Kwate, gonna meet his family.
R2Bs. It's a legendary Ghanaian Afrobeats hip life duo from the town of Tema, some 30 clicks from Accra. Since 2011, the group, made up of Payday and Mugees, along with producer Killbeats, has won 9 Ghana Music Industry Awards, and they've been nominated for 15 others, including the BET Award for Best International Act in Africa. Currently, their songs Over and We De Vibe, which are pre-releases off of their forthcoming album called Site 15, are rocking the country. They're like the soundtrack of Accra right now. The album is also about to go global because the duo signed it with international distribution label Universal Records Group. Rashid Mugees, or just simply known as Mugees, is the lead vocalist of the group. He's popularly featured on other Ghanaian and Nigerian Afrobeats bills, including the international collaboration with English singer-songwriter Ed Sheeran. I caught up with him in his hometown of Tema just a few weeks ago while I was in Ghana. We met at Site 15, which is the neighborhood he grew up in Tema, on a bench corner outside where he says he's been hanging out since he was a boy. And then we walked over to the neighborhood studio where our R2Bs got their first start back some 10 years ago. Here's that interview. Hi, Mugees. How are you doing?
Hello, Herda. I'm chilling under this hot, hot sun in Africa from Ghana.
You wanted us to meet right here in this particular spot in Tema. Why?
This is my neighborhood of birth. You feel me? 45 steps away from here is where I was born. Tema Site 15, Ghana, West Africa. This is the home of R2Bs, Payday, Mugees, Killbeats, and everybody affiliated to the clan.
So tell me about your new album.
Our new album is called Site 15. When you hear the title Site 15, you'll probably be thinking, oh, it's a whole story about blah, blah, blah. It's still Afrobeat, you know, it's still the club bangers, the everyday feel good, the odo-odo you guys hear every day. The only difference between this album and the previous ones is that we've tried to make this one as more Ghanaian as we can. We try to bring it a bit back home.
Music lovers, this is Heather Maxwell, and you're listening to an interview with me and Mugees of R2Bs. It took place in Tema, Ghana.
Get the impression that you and Payday like to try to stay humble and close to your roots. Is that true?
Yep. I mean, to me, you know where you're from, then you have a perfect picture of where you can go. Our background is our foundation. So it's always been Africa, Africa roots, Africa, Ghana, to the world, high life, Afrobeat.
Oh my God, what a feeling, 21st century, so she go tell it to my face, oh, it's over, my baby's over.
To take it back a minute, R2Bs means refuse to be broke. How did you come up with that title way back? Because you two have been together since your kids, right?
Yeah, I mean, Pay is my cousin, you know. We grew up from the same home, same compound. We've actually sat in the same classrooms. I remember we were watching some documentary from the States. It was called Hood to Hood. you know, like they go to just like what we're doing right now. So it was a compilation of various hoods in America. And there's this dude who comes out of the project and he goes like, yeah, you know, yeah, making money out there, yeah, refuse to be broke. And Pay was like, right there, that's the name of our clique. it doesn't have to do with just money. It reflects on all aspects of life. In whatever you do, just try your possible not to back down. Life is hard, but, you know, you put through it when you don't back down, basically. So you refuse in all things, just refuse and say, yo, I can do this.
Yo, see my team, we are the baddest. Go me in, me, I know they see nobody have it. Small money, where they go for wallet. No, they look me even if the camera be red, I know be carpet. He no be TV, no be callous. See the way you talking like you say your mother, know they show you manners. My vision, no be city, no be Dallas. Every day be payday, busy, we they kill you with the assets. Waiting where you get to be, the thing where you the budget. I don't go show you nothing, cause you know even get pocket. Make you know they come pass for my master. Champagne, you know be what about it.
No be rush, if you got it, you the do what you like. We the girls, know the mind. We the vibe.
Three boys for front, five boys for back. Saturday night, tonight, boys for knock. Are you sleeping on a bicycle or it's just a nap? When we touch the microphone, it's a rap. And I bought a thing on a no long thing. They buy things for a girl, girl still fronting. Not knowing monkey, they work, baboon, they chop. Chop, chop something. Baby, never do me like that. Just do me what you do me, I like that. Watch movie in a jacuzzi, rub my back. Your Gucci and your booty, shit.
No be rush, if you got it, you the do what you like. We the girls, know the mind. We the vibe.
All right, hey guys, this is Heather Maxwell, and that was We the Vibe by R2Bs. If you're just tuning in, you're in the middle of a conversation with me and Mugiz, the lead singer of the group. It was recorded August 17th at Site 15 in Tema, Ghana.
Many people in Ghana, I've seen this written and I've heard people say it about R2Bs, is that you are legends in the music industry in Ghana. What are a couple of reasons that you guys are referred to as legends?
I think it has to do with the fact that we've been able to stay consistent, to define ourselves through our music in a way. Many a times, it doesn't really matter what language barrier, but once you hear R2Bs, you know these are the guys from Ghana. I think it has to do with that. And then again, we're kind of part of the generation that kind of introduced the new face of Ghanaian music into the rest of the world. Because I remember before, it was more of hip life than Afrobeat. But we came around the time the whole Afrobeat genre was boiling up.
All right, so what's next for you, Mugiz?
There's more and more music from R2Bs. And like, yeah, we're working on our tour dates.
Any last words you'd like to say?
Africa is on the rise, and it's very visible. It's been a long way, but I think finally we can say we're proud to be Black Africans.
Thank you very much, Mugiz.
Music Time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
All right. Hello, darling sweethearts. Now it is time for Song of the Week.
And this is the Song of the Week.
So today I've got Laura T with me to present the song.
Hello, hello.
How are you, Laura?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm great. You tried to teach me how to say your last name. You're from Rwanda, so you got a real long one. But I like that I can just call you Laura T. But just for everybody else, how do you say your last name?
Tukwajireyesu.
One more time.
Quagliarello.
Not too bad.
All right, so you picked out this song.
Yes.
And I loved it too. So why don't you tell us about it? Why do you love it so much?
So the song is called L'Histoire d'une guitare by Que Black.
Which means what in English?
The story of a guitar.
Right.
And Que Black is a French but originally Congolese singer and songwriter. And he is signed to Boumaye Music, a record label by Youssoufa, who is another Congolese but half Senegalese singer and producer. His father
was Taboulé Rochereau.
The famous Taboulé Rochereau.
Yeah. So why do you like this song so much?
So the song really took me by surprise. I just really randomly stumbled upon it on YouTube. I was looking for African music and the intro got me because Youssoufa has such a great voice.
Yeah.
And he talks about music and instruments and just gets you in this really poetic vibe. And then Que Black starts with the guitar. The guitar is insane. It's crazy. It's very captivating and it's so smooth and it's sweet. And then it becomes a love song. It's just a lot of things in one song. And
it's,
I really
it's beautiful.
It.
So what is the song about, real quick?
It's about love.
A lost love.
Yeah, a lost love.
A woman that turns him away.
Yeah, he's talking about a girl he loved and then
she's gone.
And he's sad.
And he sings to his guitar.
Yes.
All right.
Exactly.
So let's hear this song.
Histoire annoncée. Histoire annoncée. Bande de Koboyoka. Mes chers hommes, mes chères femmes, le saviez-vous, les instruments ont une âme. Leurs accords sont des langages. Leurs mélodies sont des humeurs, leurs fausses notes sont des mots qu'elles regrettent. C'est l'histoire d'une guitare, d'un bel instrument, brillant et fier. Le manche affûté, les cordes bien tendues, il avait tout pour plaire. Il avait tout pour faire danser toute la terre. Mais tout n'est pas si facile, même pour un bel instrument. Cet instrument a choisi la voix de Que Black pour vous conter sa touchante histoire.
Avant j'avais tout, les femmes et l'argent et tout ce qui s'ensuit. Mais j'ai tout perdu, malheureusement, je vous explique la suite. J'ai rencontré une fille, on se fréquentait autrefois. J'aimerais vous dire son prénom, mais garde l'anonymat. Mama yé yeah, yé, yeah. Mama yé yeah, yé yeah, yé, yeah. Mama yé yeah, yé, yeah. Mama yé yeah, yé yeah, yé. Yeah. Oh ma chérie d'amour, pourquoi tu m'as laissé sur le carreau? Oh ma chérie d'amour, peut-être que ma vie n'est plus heureuse. S'il te plaît, reviens, reviens près de moi. Je recommence plus ces bêtises. Regarde à quel point j'ai mal. Yeah, 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 yeah. Mais j'ai plus d'argent, je te répète. Yeah, yeah. J'arrive plus à me relever. Yeah, yeah. Mais bon, sur les eaux, on met les crédits, ne paye pas la maison. Que la porte a mis les voiles sans raison. Et toi, ma bien-aimée, où es-tu donc, ma bien-aimée? Et toi, ma bien-aimée, où es-tu donc, ma bien-aimée? Aïe, Tomo Kaka du Yundey, today, il faut que je s'aïnde. Tomo Kaka du Yundey, today, il faut que je s'aïnde. Aïe.
On dit que c'est la mélancolie qui donne les plus belles mélodies. Une guitare qui pleure, c'est une guitare qui nous touche, qui nous renverse, qui nous bouleverse. À travers la voix de Que Black, on t'entend, chère guitare. Et les vagues de ton amour perdu nous ensorcellent, nous emportent, nous enchantent. Raconte.
En bas de son bâtiment. Moi je l'attendais gentiment. Oui de son bâtiment. Je l'attendais gentiment. Elle mettait son vernis. Ce soir on sort sous Paris. Je ne veux pas laisser un autre garçon pour son numéro. Maman Nangaye. Elle veut pas rester à la maison. Chérie Nangaye. Nalili. Maman, maman Nalili. Maman, maman Nalili. Maman. Sergent et son régiment, les soucis ont fait qu'elle s'est mise au régime. L'enjeu est trop grand, faut pas que je rate le coche. Son cœur, mon cœur sur l'océan, font de ricochet. Gana Lili, maman, maman, Gana Lili, maman, maman, Gana Lili.
Yeah, oh man, Laura. That was gorgeous.
It really is, truly.
Beautiful. So, I'm Heather Maxwell, as you know, but who do I have here with me?
Laura Quadrez.
Oh, yeah. So, that was Song
of the Week.
All right. So, here is Duncan Mighty with Starboy Entertainment, Fake Love. That's not good, Laura.
Not at all. Nobody likes that.
Keep it cool, Loma. Keep it cool, Loma. Mind your ma. Keep it cool, Loma. Keep it cool, Loma.
I wanna be like this. If love can be like this. I wanna do like this. If love can be like this. I don't know who. We are more. Too much love. We are more. I don't know who. We are more. Too much love. We are more.
You know that, sure you got that bam bam. You know that, sure you got that for me. Find no bill, or the who, make I know. Say if you love me, I beg make I know. Say make you show me plenty love, make I know. See, only fake girls be loving when you have. When you ready, them two are my when you ready. Only fake girls be loving when you have.
Yes, even in this love. Oh, no, good love. Oh, no, no. Starboy. Oh, bow, I'm reaching one in white. Oh, who is it, Peter? Wow. Oh, no, no, no.
Keep it cool, Loma. Keep it cool, Loma. Mind your ma. Keep it cool, Loma.
Yeah, that was Fake Love by the hot number right now in Lagos, all over Nigeria, Duncan. So, next up, we've got a jazz tune, peeps. This is called Squeeze Mouth. Yeah, Squeeze Mouth. Squeeze Mouth. It's by Constant Boti, and he's an Ivorian guitarist, jazz man. He's going to come in the studio in just a few minutes. Maybe he'll explain the meaning of this song. And I want to tell you that he will be the guest feature of next week's show, live. So here it is, Squeeze Mouth.
Mazura,
All right, so Constant Bote just walked in. How you doing, Constant?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. So we're listening to your song, Squeezed Mouth. What is... Everybody's wondering, what's the inspiration behind this song?
I think Squeezed Mouth is, you know, I know that when we are born as human, you know, we learn how to talk, you know. They teach us say good morning, say mama, say daddy. But we just have like 4 to 5 years to learn to talk. But after that, all our life, we learn how not to talk, you know. So sometimes you have some words you want to say, and it is full in the mouth, and the mouth is squeezed. You know, that's why I say squeeze mouth.
This is beautiful. I love this. I love this piece.
Yeah, thank you.
And this is on your new album. Well, not really so new, but your most recent album, Guru Guru.
Yes, Guru Guru.
Well, you're coming back next week. And so I just wanted everybody to get to hear your voice and let everyone know that you're going to be a feature next week, and you're going to play live after this show. We're going to go in the studio and get down, right?
Right. Thank you.
Constant Bote.
Yeah.
All right. Anything you want to say to people? Tell them to remember to get on next Sunday.
Yes. Next Sunday, we're going to have fun, you know. I like to blend the West African music and jazz, classical music. And I think this is, it is not something new, but I'm trying to bring, you know, some of the things that our forefathers have been doing, improvising, because most of my songs, especially in the singing form, I invented on spot, you know. So this is something, a daring feeling that I'm going to have, and it is nice that everybody is there to see what's going to happen.
And here.
Yeah.
All right, Constant, thanks for popping in.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay, so that was Squeezed Mouth by Constant, and now we are going to get back to some ballad sound from South Africa by the amazing songstress Amanda Black. Heavens will open. Dali Westulu, Dikalela Kuwe.
you let me. Way, 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 way. Way, 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 way. I want to put you let me. Way, 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 way.
Music time in Africa.
Now comes a flash focus on some Southern African music, Zimbabwean traditional music, of the marimba to be precise. Do you remember when I went to Harare back in February? Well, when I was there, I met a dynamic and ferociously talented artist, Blessing Chimanga. He's a composer, a performer, a singer and dancer, and a great teacher who specializes in the musical heart and soul of Zimbabwe, the marimba. You may remember this great song of his called Flowers of the World. I played it after returning from that trip to Zim. Let's listen to a sample. All right, so that's Blessing with Flowers of the World, a single he released in 2014. Cut to today. Blessing has been on a world tour for the past few months, and his Facebook posts, which are short clips of his performances and him popping in saying hi and explaining where he was and what he's doing, they kept showing up on my feed. And with every new post, his stage shows just seem to be getting hotter and hotter. I mean, the guy is on fire. So I had to step in and find out how it's all going for him so I could share this ball of fiery marimba madness with you guys. I got a hold of Blessing by phone earlier this week.
Hello.
Hello, Bled.
How are you doing, Heather?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am surviving.
I'm glad to hear that. After some pleasantries, we get down to business, and he tells me all about his tour and his new album, Pure Marimba. So give us a picture of where you've been on the map since you started this tour.
Okay, so like you said, I've been on a world tour that I started earlier in the year around May. We did India and Indonesia and South Africa. And then now I just completed another part of the trip in Norway, and then now we are in Turkey. From Turkey, we are going to Zambia, and from Zambia, we're going to Vic Falls in Zimbabwe on our way back home. This tour is titled Tose Tour, which means together. And in between this tour, I've managed to release my new marimba album.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay, so when we first met in Harare back in January, you talked about your upcoming sophomore album. So here it is. It's done. Have you released it?
I've released a pure marimba album, yes. And again, still finishing up on my electric album, which is supposed to come out as well before the year ends. Just to give you a background of where the instrumental inspiration is coming from, it's songs that I've composed over the 10 years that I've been playing and teaching marimbas. And it's songs I've played with my students at Watershed and some with my band as well. And some of the songs are actually competition-winning songs. For example, 3-4 of the songs are holding the cups for the best African bands because of Watershed has played those songs over the years.
Excuse me, but for those who don't know, Watershed is the college where you teach.
Yes, yes, yes. Watershed is a high school college that I teach in a city called Marondera, which is about 60 k's out of Harare.
Yes, okay.
And it has an amazing marimba band that has been shaking the world.
All right. So, picking up where I interrupted you, you were describing...
Yes, so, the guys that recorded some of the students that I've taught in the past 5 years, and now they are, you know, part of my band full-time and also doing other projects. One is called Terry Guatizo. He was the baritone player, and he also put some tenor. Another one is Takudzwa Mutasa. He also did some tenor, and then I did soprano and just a touch-up of everything on some of the songs.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that brings me to this next question about the music itself, the melodies. They're just really striking. Are all of the pieces your own originals, or some known melodies within the marimba repertoire, or are some of them songs that you know that you've adapted to the marimba?
So I have two traditional pieces that I picked on the album because I believe since marimbas are a national instrument in Zimbabwe, I decided it's also important to have two traditional songs on the album. Both of them are very famous traditional songs, and these two are my arrangement of the songs.
In case you're just tuning in, you're listening to a phone interview with Blessing Chimanga, who's currently on a world tour with his marimba band. I'm Heather Maxwell. This is Music Time in Africa. Now, back to Blessing.
And then the rest of the stuff is all mine, fully composed.
Well, for example, Dance to the Beat is just an awesome tune. It really lives up to its name, because I cannot sit still when I listen to it. That melody is so beautiful, and it's really well developed and cleanly executed. It's got a very intense energy that I'm sure is only matched by your dancing.
Oh, yeah. You have to see the complete picture with the dance. Definitely, that's one of the songs I personally believe will be a hit from the album. And one interesting thing about this is I composed it last year, December, in my marimba camp on one of the days, you know, as we were creating the final concert. And that's when that melody came. And for me, the moment we started developing it, I could realize and I could see that there was something right there.
How did you develop that melody? I mean, how did it come to you, as you say?
I'll be lying. I think the inspiration was just that we were in the campsite. I do a marimba camp every December for 30 to 50 students in Harare, Zimbabwe. And I never go with any songs to the camp. You know, I just go knowing that some form of inspiration will hit me. And that's how I compose this music. And so last year, this came when we were doing a midnight session, because one of the nights I really stretched the kids to midnight. And that's when this melody came, and it became the actual theme song for us for last year's camp. And yeah.
Well, I think you've just created a fine wine in this song, Dance to the Beat.
Thank you so much.
So, Bled, when your tour wraps up and you get back home to Zimbabwe and you've rested, what will your next step be?
I'm not sure about the resting part. Anyway, I'm not really sure about that part. I'm in a very tight schedule until the rest of the year. But when I get home, the week ends with me with a concert for Harare, my Harare people. And then after that, I am booked up for another food festival. And after, I get back on the road. And now I'll be heading South America to Argentina and Brazil. And if everything goes well, we will all bring in the new year in India. So that's really three more trips still coming up. I still have the marimba camp also in December 10 to 14. So that's going to need me some time at home as well in preparations for that.
I see. Well, boy, I feel lucky having found 10 or now almost 11 minutes with you on the phone.
It's always an honor to speak to you, to work with you, and of course, to be on the Voice of America.
Thank you. So how can listeners listen and watch you and your band?
Of course, now everything is online. The album is going to be live online on the 1st of September, as well as my other projects I've done. They'll all be available on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, Google Play.
Okay.
Also, people can follow me on my YouTube channel, which is Blessing Chimanga, and they can get to see what we're doing in the world. Otherwise, also Instagram, Facebook. Blessing Chimanga, and they can get to follow as we do the world trip and everything that's coming.
All right. Hello, darling melomans. So we're coming to the end of the hour, and I've got one more great song for you before we have to say goodbye. This is No Beer in Heaven by Atongo Zimba from Northern Ghana.
Living in the world, my brother. Living in the world, my sister. But you live in this world. You living in the world, my mama. Some are really gonna hate you. Some are really gonna love you. And some are really gonna hate you. Yeah, we don't wanna kanga. We don't wanna know about the hammer. But for the yodi bale, yeah, we don't wanna go on. Yeah, we don't wanna kanga. Yeah, we don't wanna kanga. Some are really gonna love you, and some are really gonna hate you. Yeah, we don't wanna hang out.
There is no beer. That is why we be drinking all the beer.
For when will the gold you ride
to heaven? All our friends will be drinking all the beer. Hey, 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 hey.
We don't wanna know about the man. Yeah, we don't wanna hang out.
That was No Beer in Heaven by Atongo Zimba. There's no beer in heaven. That's why they're drinking all the beer here on earth. Well, thank you so much for joining me this weekend. We are out of time, peeps. A special thank you to Mugiz and Gomsky of R2Bs, and also to Blessing Chimanga. And thank you to Laura T, too, for her contributions to Song of the Week. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 15:05 and 20:05 Universal Time. And we're also on shortwave radio Friday at 5 minutes past 9 and Saturdays and Sundays at 5 minutes past 900, 15, 20, and 2200 UTC. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful and stay blessed.